Bonjour, I am Sandrine, the founder and leader of the Golden Age Spiritual Ministry. Together, we learn about the embodiment of our multidimensionality so we can reclaim our full sovereignty in this beautiful reality. My High Council and I are happy to welcome you into our movement of spiritual revolution. Thank you for subscribing to this podcast. If you like this podcast, please share it so you can uplift humanity. Hello, beautiful being of the light. I'm so excited today to share with you some of my own personal tips on channeling. It might surprise you. These three things that I do on a regular basis are actually what allows me to channel advanced content from star races, ascended masters, Sophia God, and so on. The first thing that I do is something that all of us do. All of us do without even realizing it. And what I do is that I am aware of that thing happening so I can catch myself and I can decide otherwise. Because remember that most of your actions and reactions actually come from your subconscious mind, from your shadows, from this hidden realm that you don't consciously understand. If you do not do the inner work on unraveling, bringing these shadows into the light, on shifting your belief system, on healing past traumas, on harmonizing your nervous system, you will always be ruled by lower density, lower fractal reflection frequency. So it is very important, if you suffer from what I'm just going to share with you soon, to actually do the inner work. And we always need to do the inner work, right? So the first thing I want you to realize is that you doubt yourself. You doubt yourself and your channeling ability. So the first thing that I personally do often and regularly is to realize if I doubt myself around my channeling abilities. For example, yes, I can channel all sorts of very cool things. But you know what? I'm also a human. So most of the time, I would just go out and about with my daily activities of being a mom, of traveling recently. And when we travel, we meet lots of new people. There is all the food. There is all the things we want to do and to visit. It's not so much a time that we want to spend, you know, meditating for hours on end. I have done that in my travels because I love it. But also I have spent a lot of time not even thinking about channeling this or that. So the first thing that I do is that I realize that every now and then I doubt myself. I doubt my channeling abilities. I doubt my ability to be a leader. I doubt my ability to be a teacher. And as soon as I catch my human doing that, I'm like, ooh, hoo, 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 hoo. Beloved Sandrine is doubting herself right now. What can we do? We take a few breaths and we say, it's okay. My human Sandrine is doubting herself. Do I actually choose to keep on doing that consciously? No, this is like a loss of time, a loss of my energy. I literally don't want to sit around thinking about doubts. Oh, look, I'm not good enough. I'm not unworthy. I'm unworthy. Like, I'm not a good channel. I'm not powerful enough. I should be able to channel more future timelines to be more. Like, all of that are doubts. It's like, you can back off. I'm not going to go there. So the first thing I do to stay a powerful channel is to not doubt my channeling abilities. At times they come very powerfully. At times they seem to be obstructed. At times I have very clear precision. At times not at all. And so what? And so what? It doesn't mean anything about myself. It just means that I'm literally a soul living a human experience right now, and therefore everything fluctuates. It fluctuates with the planet. It fluctuates with my own cycle as a woman menstruating. It fluctuates with my human design, with my numerology. It fluctuates with so many freaking things. Like, literally, we continuously fluctuate.
So let's remove doubt completely from our field and always say, I am a powerful channel, because we are always channeling. Only at times we are conscious of it and we channel badass information. We're like, oh my God, you know, I'm such a powerful channel. And then at times we don't, and we think there's something wrong with us. So actually, if you are a channel or not a channel, you are going to love learning about this. I am opening a revolutionary school called IRIA, the School of Channeling. And we will have an opening event happening during the month of June. This opening event is called Channeling 101. And Channeling 101 is literally for everyone. So it doesn't matter if you already call yourself a channel or not. It doesn't matter if you already work as a healer, as a psychic, as a Reiki master or not, because every single human on the planet channels, but very few people actually understand the architecture of it, how it works, what is the actual process of channeling, how we can understand that, and the depth at which we understand that will change entirely the precision and the refinement of our channeling abilities. It will change our confidence. It will change the way we doubt ourselves or not. And it will change the quality of information that we connect with. So I would love to invite you to join Channeling 101. It's going to be a 4-hour event. And I will work on teaching you all the foundations of channeling. And again, if you're a channel, chances are that you just channel everything and nothing and you don't exactly know how you're doing it. You actually have never learned how to do that. It just happened to you. You don't know how to refine it. You don't know how to get better at it. You don't know how to actually channel with precision, with laser-focused precision. I can teach you that. This is what I'm born to be doing. So you can join Channeling 101, my 4-hour event. And if you are interested in knowing about trance channeling, there is also an upgrade for that. You can simply check out here the information below this transmission for more information and also to place your name on the waitlist. So the first thing I want you to know is, like, you need to remove doubt from your field. Okay, so doubt has no room. You are always channeling, only you don't understand what's happening. So just keep that in mind. I'm actually not understanding much what's going on with my channeling abilities. At times I know I channel, at times I think I'm not channeling. And this is it. You remove the weight, you remove the doubt. Let's take a deep breath. In and out. And another breath in. Pause on top of the inhale and exhale. Then one more breath like that with me, please. Deep inhale. Pause. Long exhale. Great. What did we do? We breathe consciously. That is the second thing I do. The breath is everything. Our breath is what allows us to connect and activate more clearly with our pranic body, our ka body, our energetic body. That body is the body that creates this physical body, not the other way around. Again, an architecture that you need to learn about. When we breathe consciously, we relax the mind, we open the heart, we harmonize our nervous system, and we call in presence. The second thing that I do, breathing consciously, is actually there to help me feel a very deep level of presence in this moment. So the second thing that I do is not to try to access information out there. No, it is to be fully present with myself, with my own body, to be deeply grounded in this present moment. Again, another thing that I see many channels or aspiring channel do is try to connect outside of themselves first. No. That is literally fragmenting our psyche. That is depleting ourselves out of energy, and it's also tapping into distorted ego around imagination. So instead of channeling with precision, we imagine, we create scenarios in our head, which is very different from accessing true channeling. Again, learn more about that. Join Channeling One-on-One, and possibly also IRIA, the School of Channeling, which is a one-year certification program to become a powerful channel. First, start with this four-hour event. It will be really, really beneficial. So when you can reach a level of pure presence, when you understand your mind, the fluctuations of the mind, the fluctuations of heart desires as coming in and out of ego self-identification, then when you have this state of presence, you know exactly how it feels in your body when you start channeling certain frequencies. So you can more precisely know if there is a frequency that is of the truth or of the light or not really. Because you know what? Out there, there are lots of nasties. There's lots of nasties. There's lots of entities, lost soul demons, false light template that pretend to be Hathor, Isis, that pretend to be Jesus. And they're just gonna, you know, copy the original blueprint with such high level of perfection, it's very hard to distinguish. So learn high discernment. High discernment comes from pure presence within the body, not trying to escape the body. So breathe and be fully present. That is the second thing that I do that really helps me stay deeply present within myself, and that allows me to channel advanced content and to connect with precision to advanced masters of the light. Remember that we are all channels. We all have these abilities. We can all access advanced information. Yes. But first, we need to understand how it works so we can do it safely and we can do it with precision, and we can also connect to our unique soul blueprint. So my third thing is that I connect to my own soul only. Not again to Arcturians, Andromedans, Isis, Hathor. No, I connect to my own soul. My own soul is me. My own soul knows me better than any ascended masters or angel could. Because my own soul is my own angel. I am the angel of my own human. As I learn to reside at the center point of my fractal within my heart and to practice presence, I can observe myself. I can observe my human living this life. And my human is no different from my soul. My human is an extension of my soul or my oversoul network. So I connect to my own soul. So I know myself more and more with every day that passes. And as I do that, it gives me so much confidence and so much peace. I am at peace because I know myself. And I know myself so deeply that I feel safe and I feel protected all the time, because you are your own protection. You are your own master. And once you can reside in that knowledge, that knowing with humility and clarity, it changes everything, because you meet ascended masters, you meet star races from equal to equal, not from boosted, inflated ego. I'm like this amazing channel. I'm like this amazing soul. I was once a dragon. I was once a shaman. I was once a witch. Great. Amazing to know about that, but let's stay humble. You are you now. And you are, yes, you are a master. You're amazing. But let's be very careful with distorted ego and imagination and identification to past incarnations. You are you now, and therefore learning to love yourself, learning to live in the present moment is what is important. So during Channeling 101, we will learn about this architecture, but I will also give you many keys that you can use in your everyday life to be deeply soul aligned. When you are deeply soul aligned, you have a lot more confidence in yourself. So it is much easier to know yourself and to also to break free from procrastination, from unworthiness, from fears, from limiting beliefs. Because once you know more and more the truth of your own divinity, there is nothing that can resist you, nothing that can block you. You're too powerful for that. Nothing can stand in your way because you are God. You are God living in a unique expression of itself, your own unique algorithm. So once you can reside in full soul alignment, pure presence, and you let doubt outside of yourself, then you can be very present in your own energy, your own vortex, and you can channel your own information. You know, like a lot of the things, most of the time what I channel and even trans-channel is me. Yes, I trans-channel Arcturians, but you know, I call it Arcturians because it is Arcturian energy, but this is actually me. This is an aspect of me. This is why it's so powerful. I can also trans-channel other aspects of me that exist in alternate realities, yes. I can also, if I choose to say yes to that, trans-channel ascended masters for a moment, but that is different. There are differences in trans-channeling. Not every trans-channel works the same way. And again, trans-channeling is really misunderstood. People actually don't understand what's going on. And so they think they are channeling this being, that being, that being, but are you truly? Or is it a false light template that is getting hold of your body, making you believe that you are trans-channeling Arcturians, that trans-channeling Pleiadians? How can you know the difference if you haven't learned, if you don't know exactly? Because if you have doubts, if you're not sure, then it could be that you're channeling aspects that are maybe not always uplifting. I know because I did that myself, okay? And I can say this with authenticity and clarity. About 8 years ago, I would channel and I would have this like mystic night publicly. And to start with, I was just channeling beautiful beings of the light until one day I had a new being. It felt a bit off for 2 sessions. And then it took me a good couple of months to actually realize that that being was a joker, a full light template, a lost soul that was pretending to be an angel. And I learned a lot from that. So no, it cannot happen, literally. There's nothing in my field that can happen like that. And I want to teach you about that. So I would love to invite you to join Channeling 101, my event happening during the month of June. If you are interested to know more about trans channeling, I invite you to do the level 2, which is the upgrade. We will have activations during that time, okay? There is also the possibility to join at level 3, which is fantastic because then you and I get to connect on a one-on-one level through one-on-one session. Thank you very much for watching. Let me know how you receive all of this, and I always encourage you to live happily with kindness, with love for all. Remember that we were born free and that we are here to reclaim the power within. Bye for now. We hope you enjoyed this transmission. Please share it around with your friends. As you do so, you weave webs of divine light around the planet. Together we rise, creating a new golden age of miracles. We were born free. Reclaim the power within.